Title: Pad Counter Melodies for DJ Friendly Sets Intermediate. Alright, welcome back. In this lesson, we're doing something that instantly makes a rolling drum and bass tune feel like it has identity without turning it into an overwritten melodic track. We're building pad counter melodies, not big chord washes, not a lead. This is the shadow hook that sits behind the bass and drums, creates A and B sections, and most importantly, behaves in DJ friendly phrasing so it's easy to mix, easy to double, and easy to recognize in a blend. Here's the mindset for today. Think DJ utility, not pad beauty. If your pad only sounds amazing when you solo it, it's probably not doing the job. A good pad counter melody still works when it's quiet, filtered, and sidechained, and it still makes the tune identifiable when a DJ is halfway through an EQ blend. Let's set up the foundation first. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Then set global quantization to 1 bar. That means when you launch your record clips, everything snaps in clean phrase lengths, which is how DJs think. If you like working in arrangement view, drop some markers as a guide. 16 bar intro, 16 bar build, 32 bar drop, 16 bar breakdown, 32 bar second drop, 16 bar outro. You don't have to fill the whole arrangement today, but having that phrase math in your head will shape the way you write the pad. Now we need a minimal drop skeleton, because writing pads in a vacuum is how you end up with something that fights the mix. Start with a basic rolling drum groove and a drum rack. Short punchy kick, snare cracking on 2 and 4, shuffled closed hats on 16ths, and maybe a sparse ride or perk for movement. If your hats feel stiff, go to the groove pool and try a swing 16 groove lightly, like 10 to 20%. We're not trying to turn it into garage, just giving it some life. Next, establish your bass space before you even think about pads. Make two MIDI tracks, one for sub, one for mid bass. On the sub, use operator with a sine wave. Keep the release shortish, around 100 to 250 milliseconds, so notes don't smear into each other. And make it mono, put utility on it and set width to 0%. In drum and bass, your sub is your spine. Don't let it wobble around stereo. On the mid-bass, use wave-eatable or operator and keep it simple. A basic shapes wave-eatable with a little movement. Low-pass it somewhere between 200 and 500 Hz depending on how aggressive you want it. Add a bit of saturator, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive with soft clip-on, and then EQ any mud around 200 to 350 if it's clouding the groove. Here's your key rule. The pad is going to live above the bass dominant zone. We will high-pass it aggressively. That's not optional in this style. Okay, now we can choose a pad sound that behaves. For a quick stock option, create a new MIDI track and load wave-eatable. Oscillator 1. Something smooth, like basic shapes leaning sine or triangle. Oscillator 2. A saw or something Juno-ish if you have it. Detune it slightly. Then filter with an LP24. Cutoff can be anywhere from 600 up to 2.5K depending on brightness. For the amp envelope, keep the attack just long enough to avoid clicks like 20 to 60 milliseconds. Set decay around 1 to 2 seconds, sustain down about 6 to 12 dB, and release around 1 to 3 seconds. The point is, lush tail, but not a giant foghorn that never stops. Now we write the actual counter melody. We're in F minor for this lesson. Dark, classic, and it plays nice with jungle-ish harmony if you want that flavor. Start with a 2-chord loop over 8 bars. Bars 1 to 4, F minor add 9, or FM 7 if you want it simpler. Bars 5 to 8, Ibmaj 7. If you want it deeper, you can experiment with DBmaj 7, but let's keep Ibmaj 7 for now. Important voicing note, keep most pad notes between about C3 and C5. If you live too low, you'll stack energy in the 150 to 400 range, and that's where your bass and your snare body are trying to exist. Now, the big concept. This is not a chord wash. We're going to use chord fragments. Take just two or three notes from the chord. Usually the top notes work best, and turn them into a motif that answers the rhythm of the drums and bass. Over F minor, a nice fragment is G, Ab, and C. That's the 9 minor 3rd and 5th. Over Ibmaj 7, use G, BB, and D. That's the 3rd, 5th, and 7th. And here is the coach move that makes this instantly feel like drum and bass. Right to the snare pockets. Treat the snare like it's the vocal. Put most pad entrances after beat 2 and after beat 4, or in the gaps before little fills. Avoid having the pad peak right on the snare transient. So instead of starting notes on beat 1 all the time, try placing a hit just after the snare on 2, like around 2.2, or a syncopated hit on the end of 3. Keep it ridiculously simple. 1 to 3 events per bar is plenty. If you're writing 6 or 8 events per bar, You're writing a lead, not a counter melody. Workflow tip. Make a 4-bar MIDI clip, loop it, and use fold in the MIDI editor so you only see notes in the scale. Get motif a feeling good and readable while filter dark. That's important. Your motif should still be recognizable when the filter is closed. If you close the filter and the identity disappears, it usually means the motif is too low, too complex, or too dependent on bright harmonics. Move it slightly higher, often somewhere around C4 to E5, and simplify the intervals. Once motif A is working, duplicate out to 8, then 16, then 32 bars. Now we add DJ-friendly evolution. Here's a simple 32-bar drop plan that DJs love because it's predictable, but listeners still feel progress. Bars 1 to 8, motif A, minimal, darker, fewer notes, and the filter is a bit more closed. Bars 9 to 16, motif A prime, change one note, or add one extra hit every two bars. You're basically saying same idea, a little more alive. Bars 17 to 24, motif B, keep the same harmonic language, but do a rhythmic variation, or open the filter slightly. Bars 25 to 32, strip it back. Less density again. This is the exit lane for DJs to blend or set up a double drop. And remember, variation doesn't always mean adding notes. Negative space is a feature. A super pro move is removing one hit every two bars so the groove breathes and the phrase still evolves. Now let's make the pad sit in the mix using stock devices. On the pad track, build this chain. First, EQ 8. High pass aggressively. Try 24 or 48 dB per octave, somewhere around 180 to 350 Hz. Yes, that high. If your pad feels thin solo, good. That's what we want. Then dip any boxiness around 250 to 500 by 2 to 5 dB with a medium Q. And if it pokes at the snare area, tame a bit around 2 to 5K. Second, a compressor just for gentle leveling. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 15 to 30 milliseconds. Release 120 to 250, and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Third, Karsh Ensemble. Slow rate, like 0.1 to 0.3 Hz. Amount around 20 to 40%. Width to taste, but don't automatically slam it to 100. Super wide pads are fun until you check mono and they vanish. Fourth, hybrid reverb. Hall or plate. Decay around 1.8 to 3.5 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 35 milliseconds. That pre-delay is huge. It keeps the snare transient clear. Then low cut the reverb around 250 to 500 Hz, high cut around 7 to 10K, and keep wet modest, like 10 to 25%, unless you're using a return. Fifth, utility. Set bass mono around 200 to 300 Hz, and then set width around 110 to 150%, and do a correlation reality check. If it sounds massive in stereo but collapses in mono, you've overdone the side information. Now the key for rolling drum and bass, sidechain compression. Put a compressor on the pad track, enable sidechain, and feed it from kick and snare, or from a dedicated sidechain trigger track. Set attack fast, like 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Release around 120 to 220 milliseconds. Ratio 4 to 1. Aim for about 3 to 6 dB of reduction on snare hits. Teacher note. If your pad ever masks the snare crack, you don't always need more EQ. Often the fix is more sidechain, or slightly shorter pad release, or shorter reverb decay. Smear is the enemy. Now let's do the DJ-friendly arrangement concept. Blend safe pads. Your pad needs two states. A blend state is thinner, higher high pass, less stereo width, shorter or drier reverb. This is what you can run in the intro and outro, and it won't force a DJ to carve EQ to make space. A show state is fuller, slightly more open filter, a bit wider, maybe an extra harmony note or a quiet octave layer. So in your intro, first 16 bars, use the same motif as the drop, but high pass even more, like 350 to 500 Hz, and keep it teaser level. That's how you make your tune recognizable in the mix before the drop even hits. In the drop, automate subtle changes at phrase boundaries, filter cutoff, reverb wet or decay, utility width, and every 8 bars. Consider making a deliberate hole, one beat, where the pad stops and you just hear the tail, or one bar where you pull the width down by muting the side layer feel. Those tiny voids make the groove hit harder and give DJs clear signposts. If you're layering pads, here's a pro workflow. Group them into a pad bus. Put a shared EQ high pass on the group, a glue compressor doing only 1 to 2 dB, and a limiter just as safety. It keeps your atmosphere consistent and makes automation easy. Quick advanced ideas if you want extra spice without turning this into a lead. 1. The pedal tone counterline. Pick an anchor note that works over both chords, like C or G in F minor. Hit that anchor every bar, short and syncopated, and then change only the answer note with the chord. DJs love this because their identity stays consistent even when everything else is moving. 2. Add an answer phrase every 4 bars. Bars 1 to 3, your main motif. Bar 4, a tiny answer, one or two notes that leads you back into bar 1. That creates memory and structure with almost no added density. 3. Rhythmic displacement. Duplicate your clip and shift all notes late by an eighth note, or early by a 16th. Then fix anything that collides with the snare. It feels like a whole new section, but it's the same musical material, which is perfect for A and B drops. 4. Controlled tension notes only at the end of phrases. In F minor, you can hint GB as a brief upper neighbor, or even AB natural as a tritone color if it supports your voicing. Only use it at bar 8, 16, or 32. Keep it short and keep it filtered so it reads as tension, not a wrong note. Now, common mistakes to avoid while you're doing this. First mistake, pads too low in frequency. If there's real energy below 200 to 300, you're fighting the sub and the low mids. High pass harder than you think. Second, too many notes. If it feels like a lead, it's not a counter melody anymore. The counter melody suggests it doesn't narrate. Third, no side chain. In drum and bass, pads must breathe around kick and snare. If they don't, your groove shrinks. Fourth, over wide facey pads. They sound huge solo and disappear in mono, especially in clubs. Decide what must live in the mid channel and what can live in the side. Essential identity in the mid, shimmer and air in the side. And fifth, pads masking the snare. Your fixes are pre-delay, eck, side chain, and sometimes shortening release during the drop. Long tails are for breakdowns. Tight control is for the drop. Let's wrap with a practical exercise you can actually finish today. Write an 8-bar pad motif in F minor using only 2 to 3 notes at a time. Duplicate it out to 32 bars. Then do these changes. Bars 1 to 8. Keep it darker with a more closed low pass. Bars 9 to 16, add one extra note every 2 bars, or a small octave lift on one hit. Bars 17 to 24, add a quiet octave up layer by duplicating the clip, transposing plus 12 and dropping it around 10 dB. Bars 25 to 32, remove that octave layer and reduce note density to set up transitions. Mix rules, high pass at least 250 Hz, and side chain so you get 3 to 6 dB of duck on the snare. Then bounce a quick test. Listen at very low volume. This audio version is shortened for playback.